How's your blood pressure? Maybe not as good as you think. I just took off my cuff. We've all been taking our blood pressure because the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology just changed the guidelines. Once high blood pressure was considered 140 over 80 and above, they've lowered it now to 130 over 80. Dr. Paul Welton is lead author on the study. He joins us from the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions Conference in Anaheim, California. Doctor, why the shift?
We wanted to do a better job in getting the message to adults and the American public. When you get to the pressures 130 to 139, the top one, the systolic, or the bottom one, 80 to 89, the diastolic, you're already at double the risk for a heart attack or a stroke compared to those with normal pressure. We've always said, you know, less than 120 and less than 80 would be normal. And now we have better information from trials that can empower, really, adults to improve their health.
Right, because high blood pressure is second only to smoking as a preventable cause of heart attacks and strokes. You can prevent it. Exercise, good diet. But what about drugs? What are you saying? If somebody was in the, 139 range and they thought, shoo, I'm just under the 140, right, but now they're over the 130. What should somebody do? Because there are drugs.
If you've had a heart attack or a stroke, obviously you're at high risk for another one. But if you haven't, we recommend using a calculator to determine your risk. If you're otherwise at low risk and just have high pressures in that 130, 139 range, then we strongly encourage lifestyle change, but not the use of drugs. There'll be about 30% in that range who are likely to have a high cardiovascular risk.
Yeah. What if somebody's really high? We got this cuff this morning. You can just get them at, a drugstore. We've been passing it around. First of all, you probably shouldn't take your blood pressure when you're at work because it's higher. But some people had frighteningly high measurements.
Right. So blood pressure does fluctuate a lot, and so a single measurement isn't that valuable. So it's a team activity, and the patient is very valuable in terms of getting out-of-office blood pressures.
Yeah. Well, and also we want to remind people, if they say, I'm going to take the easy way out and just get some medications, they have side effects. They can be bad, for instance, for your kidneys. So you want to try to do it through reducing stress and diet and exercise first.
That's the first approach, always. And then we supplement it with medication. And the medications are indeed very safe, but only should be used when they are needed.
This has been shocking to people. Were you aware that that would happen, that this would be a bit of a bombshell?
Yes. Well, I'm old enough to know that we started thinking you didn't have to treat high blood pressure at all in older adults. We now know that was very silly. And we've progressively realized that this is a graduated risk. The lower the pressure is, the better. And as you go up the scale, you just get to progressively higher risk. And it's hard to close the barn door. So it's always better to try to keep the pressure as low as you can. And we really wanted to alert and to empower the adults in the U.S. as to what they can do to stay healthy.
Yeah, do it now. It's harder to do it later.
Exactly.
Dr. Paul Welton, clinical professor at Tulane University and the Sho Shuan Health System Endowed Chair in Global Public Health. Doctor, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin. Nice to chat with you.
You too. And we'll have more about the new guidelines at hearnow.org. And again, do not take your blood pressure at work. It will not end well.